This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Good morning. Yeah.
You know,
how's our man? Was that Ryan back there?
Yeah.
Ryan, I got a quick grab it. Ryan, this is your big time. You're actually going on the air before the mayor goes on the air today. Did you walk here?
No.
I heard you talking about your car broke down or something.
It's in the shop, right?
What's in the shop? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. How cold is it out there with that wind?
Well, really cold.
Okay, thanks. That was good. That was insightful. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by here. We have a special report. A meteorology report coming from Ryan.
We're bringing
Ryan, describe how cold is it out there.
It'd be cold.
Really cold.
Really cold.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
There you go.
Hey, Todd.
Bringing in this talent.
I hate to say it, but...
I know. You know my replacement?
Well, not yours.
Oh.
Tell him not to go into meteorology. Did you see what happened yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And six of them in Wisconsin, I think?
Yeah.
Two in La Crosse, Eau Claire. One in Madison for sure.
Yep.
Wausau?
What are you talking about?
So here's what's going on. Byron Allen.
It's a big story. It's a national story.
Yeah, Byron Allen, who used to be on Real People.
Real People from like 1980.
He was a comedian, whatever. Well, now he's a media owner, and he owns a bunch of radio stations in the United States, but he also owns the Weather Channel. So what he's decided to do is let all his local meteorologists go and run it out of the Weather Channel.
Read that.
Purged hundreds yesterday, right?
Yeah, there's something I saw that Wausau. We're not in that, but Wausau was in there for
Wausau,
sure.
Wausau, Madison, Madison, and La Crosse, Eau Claire.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
it's just another six. If I'm not mistaken,
just another
six.
Step in the wrong direction.
Well, and here's the other thing: those same stations that did that out in La Crosse and Eau Claire, blah blah blah, they just blew out all their news departments too.
See,
and they're letting the people in Madison cover Eau Claire and Wausau. And
see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You tell me we're not onto something here because we're sticking
local.
With the local. And, you know, Gannett did it. That was a few years ago.
Cumulus kind of did it.
Yeah. They've done it locally.
Yeah.
Yep.
They've done it right?
With
that clown over there. Now the Weather Channel. And sports a little bit, right? Didn't your buddy kind of go to ESPN that was kind of covering the Packers?
Newspaper-wise.
Okay, that's
newspaper-wise. Yeah.
There's some companies, though, like even locally, sometimes they'll use the guys in Milwaukee to do their sports reports and stuff like that.
Well, NBC 26 tried doing that when they got rid of their news, and I mean, it didn't. Nobody watched. I mean, God bless them. They've had a nice rebirth.
They
were a phoenix right there. They rose from the ashes to what they've got now as far as with their good talent there. But I will say this. You want to talk about income for a local station, weather. At least when I was there, you know, we used to try to act
Absolutely.
Like sports was all that important. And in a Packer town, it is because, you know, whatever, versus a Duluth, okay, versus you got the Packers, exact same market size, basically, but, you know, the difference in whatever. But the money came from advertising around the weather segments because that was the most local thing. Your weather guy was your local guy that you really looked to. You know, for whatever, and you had to have confidence in that guy or woman. Shouldn't say that,
right?
In that woman.
Wow, it's going to be great when we're super successful, and then they start revamping their plans and go
and
back.
It will
to
happen.
It will. That's
but here's the deal too. I don't know what he's trying to do to bring in revenue. If somehow he thinks, but that's got to be a revenue killer for a local station.
Well, he must
in
have
those
cut a deal
markets.
With them, though, right?
Well, he owns it. I don't know if he owns the stations here, but he owns them in Iowa and other places in the Midwest.
But he owns ones in La Crosse, Eau Claire.
Maybe he does. I'm not sure.
I mean, they got rid of their WKOW, which was a big station in Madison.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
KOW, AOW, XOW, I think, are the three stations that.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm just saying, as far as if you're a salesperson and all of a sudden you can't sell weather.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
Well, that takes a big chip off the table there.
Like, oh, we're, yeah. You know, we like you, but we were kind of with the weather, not you. So, yeah.
You know, he probably wanted to increase revenue at the Weather Channel or something, right? How do you pay for that after all these years? So, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he's got his reasons, but every day I walk in and have less worry about losing my job because I work for this company.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
But let's go back to radio about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You'd go in, you'd do your show, you'd do whatever, okay? Now you go in, you do your show, and you do how many other shows?
Yeah.
Four or five?
At least.
In different states?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, over at Midwest, it'd be like Otis or somebody, but hey, Otis, I got to get in there. No, I got to do Fort Wayne, or I got to do Toledo or someplace.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many fewer. That's why, you know, when people are, hey, is that a good business to get into? Well, you know, this business.
You got
to
find the right place.
You really do. I mean, that's.
And when you study trends, this is one. I mean, you talk about 15 years ago, but lately even more so than...
I will say this. What they've done here with Civic is has bucked the trend of pretty much every other radio company.
I like that.
You know, they want it to be as local as possible.
So I think these people are just looking at the financials, and I don't think they're doing a lot of focus groups.
Totally.
Boy, everybody, when we go out and talk to people, they all say that I love the local flavor you guys bring to the district or to the community. So, yeah.
But I mean, you're talking about saying, I understand what you're saying by financial, but trust me, a weatherman in La Crosse isn't making a lot of money.
Right.
So, I mean, no disrespect. We've all been there. I can probably tell you exactly what they're making for how many years they've been there, okay? If a national worldwide corporation is that concerned over that person's salary, we got to get rid of that. That doesn't say a heck of a lot for that corporation.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Jim says this every once in a while, it's capitalism, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that, you know.
But what I'm saying is, I think whatever they're saving by getting rid of that person's salary, they ain't going to make up twice as much as that in the local advertising.
No, but they may cut enough costs there, and the Weather Channel may gain enough there that
I know,
I'm sure there's got to be some that they're not doing it for free, so the Weather Channel has to charge something to the local stations.
Sure, of course.
So the local stations will say, well, I could pay this guy $80,000 a year to be my forecaster, or I can pay them $25,000 a year for that contract.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can even tell with the national weather or with the weather, they don't talk about the region so much, is that, you know, South Carolina, North Carolina, it's 20 million people. Like they just talk about the people that are affected. I'm like, I want to know the states that are affected, the cities that are affected. Because I don't care, but that means nothing to me when they say, you know, 100 million people are affected with this storm. It's like, well, is it New Orleans or is it Seattle?
Boy, that, I tell you what though, man, I was watching that stuff last night. New Orleans, 9 inches of snow.
That's great.
Lafayette, Louisiana, a foot of snow.
Yeah.
Todd, you've been there, man. Is that going to like kill all the alligators and stuff? seriously, what happens?
I wish, but I don't think so.
Maybe that'll kill some of those. Pensacola, Florida?
Right, Pensacola. Wouldn't you load up a truckload of shovels and go down there and...
Yeah, the only problem is by the time you get there, it'll be 78.
That is true. Isn't it supposed to swing that fast, like by the weekend?
I think so. But you know what? I'd laugh, Jim. One of the cities down, I forget where it was. And what this city is, they've taken extreme measures. They are lying sand on the bridges.
What?
What? Why in the hell did we ever think of that? They're doing, wait a minute, what are they doing? Unprecedented step. They are distributing sand along the bridges. Huh.
Wow.
Why in the damn it?
Yeah.
Where's Eric? Eric! You got to get some sand if we got ice and snow around here.
But that's got to be just a... Can you imagine being a kid and, you know, they don't see snow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Getting out there, awesome. But they don't have the clothes and stuff.
Oh, adults, too, though.
Oh, that's true. They have that
snowball
fight. You
see people doing donuts in the parking lot.
You tell me some of those guys in Mississippi. Man. Like I told you, I was going to live in a trailer in Mississippi with a pickup truck. Okay, you tell me some of those guys aren't just having a blast out there with that stuff. Come on, you know they're... Well, but here's one of the things I'm following very closely, and I wonder if this will be a factor, and I hope it is. This might be the difference in the war against this. The Burmese pythons in the Everglades. I wonder if this can cut down their population.
Yeah, I hate snakes.
Do you watch Swamp Kings anymore? They no longer go after alligators. They now go after the pythons.
Yeah.
They're decimating the wildlife, the ecosystem in the Everglades. Oh my God, I can't even imagine if my buddy who had the airboat back in the Gentle Bend days, what he'd be going through right now. He'd have pythons in his house hanging from the rafters. Yeah, it wouldn't be a good thing.
Can you eat those?
I don't know. Well, they did in Vietnam.
Okay.
I mean, I got pictures of guys where they'd find pythons and they'd kill them and they'd carry them back to the village and the villagers would go crazy over it. They'd cut that thing up so fast and boil it, you wouldn't believe it. So the Americans didn't die, not that I know of, but they did eat the pythons over there.
Remember that friend of yours that we interviewed, or you actually interviewed?
Greg? Tucson? Or Maine Scottsdale?
The guy thought it was his, in the bunker, that the guy had his leg on his leg.
Oh, yeah, he was laying out in the jungle.
Right, and he's like, can you move your leg? It's like, oh, my leg's not on there. And it was a snake.
A snake went across the back.
Bye! You know, think about that's a decent-sized snake.
They
right?
would do that. I mean, they do that for the warmth. Because they're all, you know, heat seekers, snakes right. are, because they're cold-blooded. And when they sense something warm, they go right to it.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I would have called my supervisor. I want to go home.
We'll get that done for you
Are
right
you
away.
Are you sure? Yeah, yeah. I mean, one bad night. Come on. Oh, hack it out one more. Yep. Yep. Got a couple texts here. Rest in peace, Garth Hudson, last surviving member of the band. That band documentary is really good. Have you seen that, Todd?
No.
Oh, it's really good. You should watch that. Got another text here. Say hi to Vintage Rose. They did the food for a remote at Simple Life House.
Remember, you had the stuff all over the microphone.
Is that where we had the mayonnaise?
Yeah.
From the croissant.
Oh, that was good.
That croissant was unbelievable.
Yeah, that, okay.
Good morning to the folks over there.
You bet. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That egg, or I mean, excuse me, chicken salad. Yeah. Chicken salad.
I know.
Croissant.
Yeah.
I like saying croissant. I sound so smart.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah, forget the tea.
It was a flaky, delicious croissant.
Hey, Vintage Rhodes, if you need him to do some testimonials for you.
Yeah,
he'll do it for you.
I'll do it, croissant. Got a thing here, John Weatherman. You know, Fred Wagner was the face of WFRV in the 70s. John Chandick. Oh, man. Mahoney.
Those guys, you know, you're right about that. It was kind of the personality that made you tune in.
They would be the ones that would go to the schools the most, too.
True.
Because, okay, I'm going to be honest with you, no disrespect, but I used to get, how come, you know, so-and-so, the weatherman's out at all these schools? And, well, because I'm at Packer practice and doing whatever.
Yeah.
It's the weatherman. Yeah. There's not a lot to do.
They still do that.
But they still do that a lot.
Yeah.
They were, in many cases, the face of TV stations.
Yeah, that's cool.
Of local TV. I think it's a shame. It really is. We got to set a quick break. We got a big show for you. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality coming up. We got Rob Momarts, that local artist who's awesome. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Vinyl the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. It is still cold. 97.9 FM WGBW downtown Green Bay, where it is 4 degrees. And
Johnny's looking out the window. Okay.
Is that 13 miles an hour I see in those flags outside?
Wow. From which direction?
They're coming from the southeast.
Well, this says southwest, but it says 14. So
wow.
Nice job.
Dude, that's.
Wow.
Talk about your meteorologist.
Right. Right. Local, right here. Yeah. Another Civic Media local talent.
But that's from my nautical experience.
You don't know how to swim. What nautical experience do you have?
A lot. A lot.
It's like a little kid. A lot.
We used to make boats and sell them in the mine pits.
There you go.
And depending on the wind, if it was to go too deep where all the. Actually, if you went deeper, I didn't go deep. But near the shore is where the bloodsuckers were. If you walked around the shore and those things, you'd get bloodsuckers trying to get into your ankles.
Yeah.
Used to hate those things. Yes. Hated those things.
Yeah.
Green Bay, 4 degrees, as I mentioned, 14 mile an hour cold wind. Appleton 5, Oshkosh 5, Windchill 14 degrees below zero.
It is warmer than yesterday. It feels colder for some
reason. It does. That wind just makes it feel a lot colder.
Yeah, well.
Today is Hot Sauce Day. That's apropos. Celebration of Life Day. What does that mean, Todd?
Well, just celebrate life, right? Okay.
Isn't that nice?
I'm celebrating the fact, once again, that when you put your head down like this, put your head down. Okay, look, put it down again.
Oh, I knew I wasn't going to wear the sweater today.
Put your head down one more time. Does his beard disappear into his sweater? It's unbelievable. I've never seen something so exactly color coordinated in my life.
I was putting this on today. I'm like, I don't want to wear this because Mino's going to make a big deal about it. I don't want to get my hair cut because Mino's going to make a big deal about it.
All right. I'm saying is if you ever got your beard shaved, you can make a sweater vest out of it.
It does match. You're right.
Today's polka dot day. I was a weird kid.
Yeah.
I was like the eighth grade, when you're starting, my dad used to get mad at me. I used to wear a red and white polka dot engineer's cap all over. Remember the train engineer's caps, like from Petticoat Junction? I had one of those, and I wore that all over. I even wore it to church. Mine was polka dot. I had a blue one, then I had a red one. I don't know why I wore that all over the place.
I thought they were like pinstripe.
And there was pinstripe ones, too. But I had the polka dot ones.
I remember I wore that
to church. My dad would get so mad. I remember the priest knocked it off my head one time
when I walked in. Wear a hat in a building.
Well, it was the winter chapel, so you didn't. Does that really count? That's where I used to make out.
Move on.
Yeah. Happy birthday, guy. I can never pronounce his name.
Fieri,
the chef. I don't know who DJ Jazzy Jeff is.
And the Fresh Prince. Back in the day, remember them?
Absolutely. Diane Lane. Love Diane Lane. She's only 60?
She's 60.
Oh, I thought she was old. That's the hat. That's the kind of hat.
That's a woman's hat. Exactly that is like a woman's hat.
Okay.
And you wore that, huh?
Well, I wore the men's version. And I don't know why.
Were there more or less? How would that change from my women's hat to a guy's hat?
Well, it's almost like with glasses. Like sometimes I accidentally wear women's glasses. Yeah. And they have more of the, in fact, that might be woman, where it has more of the roundy. And this one have more of an upper brim type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The guys are a little bit more boxy,
I think, right? A little more boxy. Yeah. It's almost a bigger Pinker's cap. Remember when Pinker's hats were big? It's almost like a bigger one of those. But that was the color scheme.
Never saw that.
Never saw those?
Nope. Wow.
Engineer caps back in the early 70s?
Did you get beat up a lot in school?
Take your lunch money there, Johnny.
Wow. Yo, polka dot. Come on here. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe I was screaming for attention or something. I don't know. Maybe I was to cover up my horrible hair. I don't know. Diane Lane, I've always liked her, though. I've always liked her from The Outsiders. Remember The Outsiders? First movie she was in? She's been in a lot of good movies. I like her a lot. Linda Blair is 68. Linda Blair, of course.
66.
66 from The Exorcist.
Spun that head around and spit out green soup.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you were in high school when that came out.
Exorcist?
Yes.
Yes.
And did you... You went to a Catholic high school?
Yes.
Did you have...
No, grade school.
Oh. Did you have, like, class discussion on that? No?
Not that I remember.
Well, probably the Catholics probably did it more than... Public school kids.
I guess. I don't remember anything big about it, to be honest.
But you went to that, right?
Yeah,
everybody went to that. Tubular bells and cool music.
I went to it. Just a funny little thing you remember. I remember sitting there, and there's that one really... And this really old lady had gotten up to, like, go to the bathroom or something. It's like, okay. Right in the middle of, you know, the scary, scary movie. And you're sitting there. She couldn't find her seat. I'm sorry. This isn't funny.
So 40 years ago, you remember this old lady looking for a seat.
50.
Okay. 50, that's right.
So she's coming down and she's like, reaching down to see people's faces to see if. And the girl in front of me like this, 15-year-old girl, was just, she had her popcorn like this and just right in the real scary scene. And all of a sudden, that girl's popcorn flew in my face, screamed so loud.
That's funny. The entire place
was like, ah! So the whole place started screaming and they didn't know why they were screaming.
Wow.
And that poor lady, I think she had a stroke or something. I don't know. I'm not for pictures. But I mean, just she was like, I'll never forget that.
Don't you love it when you see something about to happen and you're just waiting?
And you're watching. But then the bad part, Todd, here, so you still got like half that unbelievably scary movie, and you'll be drinking, and you're thinking that.
Well, here we are 50 years still, later.
You're still spitting up in your Pepsi thinking about that. Oh, my God. I can see it like it was yesterday. Just puts her hand in front of the poor girl's face.
Scared the bejesus out of her.
Her popcorn and crap went flying.
Scared the devil out of her. How's that?
Oh, my God. All righty, then. Steve Perry is 76. Is he still doing anything, Todd?
I think he's still doing a little singing and stuff like that.
In retrospect,
yeah,
would he have stayed instead of going on his own?
Boy, he should have, right?
Did okay.
Yeah, he did.
But
again, went a little crazy, right? Yeah.
And it was always, well, but you don't have Steve Perry in your band anymore. You're still, you know what I mean? It was... Yeah.
I think Phil Collins did it right because he never really truly left Genesis. He did some solo stuff, as did the other guys.
Yeah.
But he was still part of the group.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve Perry got a little full of himself or something. Huh?
Yeah.
But that happens a lot. You know, did you see the documentary on Clean's Clearwater Revival?
No.
Wow. Fogerty just left everybody behind. Just, all right, listen, I'm going on my own. See you guys. I mean, just screwed them all over. It was really bad. And I love John Fogerty. Love Fogerty. Love his music. Yeah. But wow, did he just, boom, all right, I'm too big for you guys. Goodbye. Yeah.
A lot of egos. And, boy, that's why they break up. I mean, they talk about the, you know, we were talking about the people who have the most hits, the longest reign at number one. They're individuals.
Yeah.
Because everybody else
absolutely
has meltdowns.
Or I sometimes totally agree.
Could be the spouses that get involved, too.
Oh, we got to bring in some people. We got to bring in some people to talk about that element of being in a band. I love local bands hearing about that stuff. We're going to set a quick break. Mind on the Mirror in a really cold morning. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The state of Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit challenging one of President Trump's many new executive orders, specifically the one that says the federal government will not recognize children born in America to parents who are here illegally as citizens. Savannah Tomei Olson has this story.
President Donald Trump signed a flurry of executive orders on his first day in office, many of them focused on immigration. One of them says the federal government will no longer consider kids born on American soil citizens if their parents are here illegally. That order stands contrary to the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was ratified in 1868 after the Civil War. It says all people born or naturalized in the U.S. are citizens. Now 20 states are filing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. Governor Tony Evers called Trump's order egregious and wrongheaded and said Wisconsin is joining the lawsuit to protect Americans' rights guaranteed in the Constitution. Attorney General Josh Call says the Constitution, federal law, and previous Supreme Court rulings are clear. People born here are citizens. America is one of at least 30 nations with birthright citizenship. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Taking a seat in the front row would be a great way to remember the voice of the Brewers Friday. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
In remembrance of Bob Uecker, the iconic voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for over five decades, Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin will be showing Major League Friday. The screening pays tribute to Uecker's performance in the 1989 comedy, which also starred Charlie Sheen. A partial donation of ticket sales will go to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. The memorial outside the ballpark continues to grow. There's no word yet about a Uecker memorial service.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Wow. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here in a really cold day. Again, we got to do a podcast where we record everything we talk
about. No, we don't. That would not be good. We're just...
Or would it?
Family things.
Oh. Just
dynamics.
We talked about before we went to break, we're talking about how bands break up.
Yeah, that's
because of personalities. But a lot of times those personalities may be influenced by their spouses.
Sure.
Okay, so...
Male or female, either way.
Right.
Yep.
You know, the Beatles down to local bands.
I could see the husband of somebody in the Bangles being, you know, whatever.
So then we were sharing
how family things can
more
be that
personal
way.
Stories yeah. of, well, this happened with this and that. And anyway, that was...
it's hard.
We could have a show on that.
And I'll say the same thing in the media even. It's a hard dynamic. It really, I mean, this world sometimes, okay, but at least you're doing, then you're on your own thing. But when you're, like, we're talking about being in business with family members and things like that.
Don't.
That is, yeah, I mean, that is a hard thing, isn't it, though?
I don't know how many studies there are on that. There's a lot more studies, as I told you, on, you know, third, fourth generation.
Yeah.
Like screwing up a good thing. But I don't advise bringing that in. And even they say, well, you know, a woman-owned business, you know, better interest rates, more access to some capital. So I'm going to have my wife run it. I'm like, it may not be worth it.
I mean, is this in your class, your business class?
There's money for that. But they have to be involved in the business. It's not like you can just put
right.
Julie down and say she owns
right.
the business and I'm running it.
Right.
It's like, no, she's got to put in, what if it is, 32 hours, or you have to have a management role. And I don't know. I mean, business is so stressful, and you bring in family dynamics. And we talk about, you know, family business, and there's some that are very successful. But, boy, I don't know. I would have advised against it, but... I mean, to take money from family, that's dangerous in and of itself, but just make sure there's not a lot of strings attached to that.
Yeah.
Because you don't want calls at 10 at night saying, why did you do that?
But I think...
After you worked, you know,
I think in some ways
hours.
A band, and we can talk to Dennis about this on Friday, I think that is kind of a microcosm of being in business
totally.
With almost like family members.
Because
when you're in a band, it's almost like a family with the way you have to depend on each other.
And you need, in a band, like... business, you need a strategic plan. What are we going to be doing in 3 years? You also have to pivot if something falls apart.
Yeah.
And who's empowered to make the decision? And you got to trust them that they're making the decision in the best interest of the band or the company. And it's not big things that make it fall apart. It's little things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, okay, we don't talk politics, except right now we're going to talk politics. I'm just going to throw it out there. What did you think of day one?
Well, you know, there's a lot of, he built up this spotlight he wants on these first 100 days. And you're right. It was just day one. And people are saying, is he tracking what he said? Because he did say a lot on the campaign. Day one, first 24
right.
hours, this kind of stuff. And to pardon everyone is, that's a blanket pardon.
You know, I did not know until now. The presidents had that much power.
You know,
I really and truly didn't. I always thought it was like that. Well, he wants to do this, but he's got to go through Congress. I didn't realize, and I've been around 100 years. I didn't realize a president wields as much power as they do.
When you say, you know, where's the silver lining in this, or where's the nugget of knowledge? People are learning a lot about pardons.
Really?
I didn't know. Kids are learning about it. I'm sure they're talking about it in school. I start teaching next week. I'm going to talk about it in my class. People need to know that. The other thing I thought was, this was years ago, was the Electoral College. I don't think people really understood that. Why did our forefathers, you know, why didn't we just go with the popular vote? And it's to represent the United States, right? I mean, would they have been in Wisconsin as much as they did the last two presidential things? So even though this is like, it's the word I'm looking for, maybe a little bit chaotic, people are learning.
Okay, and it's because of more representation for the smaller states, right? The Electoral College?
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking about even with this pardoning thing, though.
Yeah,
I had no idea. It raises
the
knowledge.
If a president wanted to just go into any prison, I mean, I'm just throwing this out there, Charles Manson or whomever,
oh, yeah.
They have the authority to just let them out. Mm-hmm. I never knew that. God, did you know that? I did not.
It's a presidential pardon. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, there's some people that are walking the streets that you know that I don't know if they should be. Because they were pardoned. So.
When you talk about presidential pardons, I still think of somebody was going to give one to B.B. Rebozo. You remember B.B. Rebozo?
I remember.
Don't ask me why that one says. That was during was that during the Contra days or during the Watergate or I don't know.
B.B. Rebozo. Oh, can you just remember the name?
His wife was waiting to get a thing. Yes. Why that one says, I don't know. I don't know.
But I think when we really learned about it was, you know, when Ford pardoned Nixon, and that probably cost him the election. Right. But he's like, what? We can't go after this crook? It's like, no.
Yeah, that was the only time I ever really remember
that. That was the last time it was as national, as big. And then, of course, you know, like both sides of the aisle too, right? Biden, he threw some pardons.
Yeah. The only other one that I remember, and this was controversial at the time, and in some cases still be controversial, but you can look at it a lot of different ways, was when they gave, and it really wasn't, the term wasn't pardon. It was it leniency? I'm trying to think of the legal term. When the people went to Canada to avoid the draft and they let him come back.
Yeah.
Is it leniency?
Clemency.
I can't think of the right word.
Right.
But that was, and I don't even remember who did it. Was it Carter? Might have been Carter.
Amnesty.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Would that have been Carter?
I think it was.
Probably.
I think it was Carter.
Yeah.
In about like 76, 77. So, but anyway, yeah. But anyway, my eyes have been open the last 2 days. I had no idea this could happen as far as so much power.
But look at how many pardons our governor gives, and I don't think people follow that.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe we don't. Maybe it's more close. But I was just like, I didn't know one person can do all these things.
Okay, and again, we started talking about this. I don't want to dwell on this, but Boy, to give a blanket pardon, all of you who went to Canada, all of you within that group, there's probably somebody that doesn't deserve it. You know, like they have a criminal record. Or
sure.
It's like, and I thought, and I don't want to weigh in too much on this, but I thought they were going to go through, and I know 1600 is a lot, case by case. This guy, that really, is that the evidence there? We're working out and get a consistent program together. Is he in this category, that category? But there's some people out there that I don't know that they should be. But
okay, let me ask this. When the former president gave a pardon to some people, friends of his or whatever, or family. Okay, so what that's saying is, you can't be held liable for anything you've done in your entire life up till now. But does that give a blanket pardon for the future?
Yeah, he did with the people on the I'm going to try to back on that. I don't think you can pardon someone. I mean, you can't go out, be pardoned and go out and kill somebody.
Well, that's what I mean. It's almost like, was the diplomats have immunity? That's the word I'm looking for. Do they have immunity?
Yeah, no. Okay. But I do think anything that they've done up to that point, and they're going to be charged for stuff they did up to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they went after Liz Cheney, they would be, and he can't.
No, but what I'm saying
is, if she kills somebody, he's going to. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I have to learn a little bit more about pardons and how strict or how cleansing they are. But it's a very, very, very powerful thing the governor has.
And I had no idea that existed.
I mean, the president.
To that level. I just didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. And then just in his own office, the Supreme Court is like, don't worry about it.
That's right. I thought there was more other steps for
anyway.
That was my one question about
the first 48 hours.
Yep.
It's interesting. It's interesting how, come on, the guy did win the popular vote. He did win very, very strong in the Electoral College vote. He is being sued with some of these decisions, that birthright thing is he's being sued for.
Right.
The fact that he turned government and federal government employees from all this union protection to at will, which that's a huge, huge move. And they're like, you really can't do that. So you got to give him a little bit of credit for doing what he said he's going to do. But I think a lot of it's going to get challenged. I don't know how it's going to hold up. So anyway, I love politics. I read about this every morning and I take interest in it like you do in sports. Although I love sports too, but it's going to be interesting to see how this stuff goes. And this whole, yesterday on my show, I interviewed a behavioral psychologist, right? Talking about what's the mood of this country right now? Are we all crazy? And then we talked about, the COVID, the pandemic, is that a hangover? How are kids doing today? But anyway, we talked about, the president said today we are entering the golden age. And I think to set a mindset is good, as a coach. It's like this is who we are. And I think that's going to help. She talked about depression, suicide. She went through all these different challenges that people are facing right now. But I think to have a mindset that, wait a minute, life is good. And that's what Trump is talking about, this golden age, like the roaring 20s, that he really wants people to, you know, live in the moment and enjoy all these things we have. And it's kind of the same. Yeah, but your mindset's different. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're still living in the same city, the same type of economy, the same world issues, yet you think it's better than it was because somebody told you to think it's better than it is. Do you get what I'm saying? If I said, Johnny, you come in here, you complain, oh, this and that. I said, John, we're living in the golden age, man. Would that change your attitude?
I would say, you know what I would say to that?
No, what you say that?
Mino's famous line.
Yeah. Okay. I was just giving your opinion on the thing. I will say that. I will say one thing, though. I will say, I think people, I mean, yesterday was a pretty incredible day in every way you want to look at it, but unprecedented in our nation's history. Let's just say that, okay? Whether you're for it or against it, it was big in that way. But what I'm saying is, I think if people lived in a little bit more, and this isn't a good thing, but a little bit more of a vacuum, if you weren't bombarded every time you picked up your phone and something ticks you off.
Yeah.
I mean, in our day, literally, you'd get the newspaper once a day, you'd have the 6 o'clock news, and that was it. And it's such an onslaught constantly, 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 constantly these days that I wonder if that just gets into people's heads. I mean, I know people that'll sit, they'll get up in the morning, and in two ways, I can tell you, I can name you individuals right now, the retired people. One will watch Fox News almost all day. One will watch MSNBC almost all day.
Yeah.
And their feelings are as fervent on either side of that. And they just, those news channels just feed them. They feed
them. And people watch what they want to be reinforced. They don't watch to learn. They watch to. If I was elected president, I mean, we're good at this golden age and Truth Social and follow me because your life's going to be better. And hey, a lot of people do that. You know, these influencers, whatever they're called. If I were elected president, we are entering the off the grid age.
Everybody, I mean, so when you're talking about the person, the psychologist talking about that, I think that's a huge part of it, is that it's constantly, constantly there.
Yeah.
It's not just at the 6 o'clock news with Walter Cronkite.
She talked about screen time, and that's just got it. And
that's
not
what
just
I'm
for
saying.
Kids, but for us, Johnny, we got to throttle back 2 hours
when
a day.
When I'm living at the deer camp in the UP, I'm not having anything.
That's because you don't have any service up there.
Well, that too. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Back to us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Live to the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW. In Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app, along with 1590 AM, which blasts all the way to Finland, and 1100 AM coming your way out of Madison.
So this is interesting that you brought that up.
I'm not joking, folks. I'm not joking.
Well,
no,
we got another email yesterday. Let me find it here. Czech Republic.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, that's your...
Quite a while ago, I sent you a reception report on your station signal. This was WGBW, and it was in the Czech Republic.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I should have Dom come on one day and talk Czech to them.
What we need to do is put up a world map in here and put a little...
Yeah, I like that.
Where people
are listening. Right. I like it. I like it.
Because I know we have a regular listener in Florida, and she... Every day she does her walk and just loves the show. But we got to get states.
I agree.
Once we get the state done, we don't have to
like all the different
cities.
I like
Florida,
it.
Just one.
Put it right there. Put it right there.
But I'm not talking about a U.S. I'm talking about a world,
world
map, Johnny.
I know. Well, we got Finland.
And we're going to learn a lot, too, looking at that map. Like
where stuff is.
And how America is going to expand.
Exactly.
So he was
I'm done with politics. Sorry.
He's in Prague, by the way.
That's
exactly
awesome. Wow, that is like your
most beautiful city I've ever been in.
Stomping ground. Yeah.
Isn't it though?
Yeah. Wow.
I heard Budapest is really nice though too.
So he's been listening for over 50 years to radio stations around the world, and it's the first time that he was able to get 1590 in
no
Prague.
Kidding.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well,
John, he's listened to you.
I know. Isn't that something? Awesome.
Can you say anything to him?
I don't know Czech.
I'll get your kid on.
I know. Dom knows Czech.
Yeah.
He lived there for a year. That's a great, beautiful city. If people want to like have an international flair, because you know, I've had people tell me they went to like France and some of those big UK, and it's like, I wish it was a little more old France I was looking for. Certain parts.
I mean, some of it's Americanized.
Well, it was nightclubs and you know, and kind of whatever. But you go to Prague and you could shoot a movie there. You could shoot almost like a movie set in the Middle Ages, like in 16, cool. whatever. And you wouldn't have to change a thing.
I love those parts. Yeah, that's fun to see. Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, all the storefronts, all the cathedrals, all the churches, all the, it's incredible how that city has preserved over the years.
Yeah.
I think that's the coolest city I've ever been in my life is Prague.
All right. We're getting that world map, though.
Yes.
That's going to be fun for us to talk about that, too.
Yes.
Because there's going to be, I mean, we're going to stay away from politics, pretty much.
Not with the Finns. I'm all over it. Actually, the big celebration, are our Finns listening right now? Do you know?
I don't know.
There is a big celebration taking place in my hometown this weekend.
Oh.
A very big Finnish called Henki Lunta. Henki Lunta. Anybody out there, any youpers out there that know about Henki Lunta? Yeah.
What are they
Finnish,
celebrating?
It's a Finnish holiday.
What are they celebrating, though?
I think.
Independence?
I think they, tradition says he drove all the snakes out of Finland.
I think that's St. Patrick.
I think he was before St. Patrick, and St. Patrick jumped in his coattails. Telling you.
Okay.
Just telling you.
You know, and there's a...
I mean, they're having a big celebration, a huge winter fest for Henki Lunta.
You know, and we have to find things to celebrate. I told you my the daughter's boyfriend in India, and I just sent his something, his parents something. I just slipped. I had it on my mind. But anyway, they did have a big celebration too, fireworks and everything. Yeah. But Americans are like, what? You know, but that's like our 4th of July. I mean, people, these are unique to their countries, not to the world. So anyway.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Henki Lunta. Ty, can you look up Henki Lunta?
If I can spell it, I'll do it.
Right.
Common spelling.
Yeah. Henki Lunta. Okay.
Henki.
Yeah.
That's a common name up there. Henki Jarvi was a friend of mine.
So where's this being celebrated?
The personification of the snow god in the folklore of Upper Peninsula of Michigan, influenced by Finnish mythology.
There you go.
You're celebrating the snow god?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
There's a snow dance, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they want snow up there so everybody can snowshoe and ski and snowmobile.
It's been working.
Yeah. I don't think they've got that much up there, though, to be honest with you, compared to other years.
Oh.
I think the UP is kind of like us. They haven't been hit hard like normal.
Yeah, dance a little harder.
Yeah. Henki Lunta.
That's tonight?
Is it tonight, Todd?
I'll have to look that up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a big celebration.
Fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, they get all kinds of stuff. I think this is when they put the, or maybe they did, they put a thing out in the middle of Teal Lake, and you can pick the day that it's going to go underwater.
Oh, that.
And win like a lot of money. Win like thousands of dollars. Like they do that a lot of places. But
dunk a clunk.
Well, they got that like an ice shanty sitting out there.
Oh, it's an ice shanty.
Disappears.
Sometimes they drive a car out there too.
And really?
They do it at Point. Stout. Not Stout.
They
not
allow
point,
that?
Stout. And the car's out there.
With the oil, they wouldn't allow that.
It's called dunk a clunk. You put your money down and it's fully got to be under the water, not when it starts breaking through.
Wow.
And I don't know if they still do that, but that was a big thing.
Yeah, we got somebody listening who I think helped, was part of throwing a car off the Tower Drive Bridge. True story.
The festival in Negaunee, Michigan is held from February 7th to February 9th.
Oh, coming up.
It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Does it talk about their events?
And what's the food of choice for that? Henki
ice
Lanta?
Fishing. They have luge going on.
Yep.
Snowshoe tours, cross-country skiing, sledding, bonfires, live music, and fireworks.
There you go.
Okay.
Henki Lunta.
Henki Lunta. There is a chant. There's an actual chant.
I believe there would be.
I think there would be.
There's a chant. They pray to them.
Sit around the bonfire and
pass.
Yeah.
Pasties. Mm-hmm. I'm sure pasties are the big thing up there right now. We should go do a show from
there. Your legal weed around now.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But, yeah, I'm telling you, the luge thing is really cool up there.
They build a whole luge course for that?
Yep. It's right by my... I could walk to it in 5 minutes from where I grew up.
We just got a text that said, get the city on the phone, shut down the street, and celebrate Henki Lunta.
We need to celebrate something.
Oh, my God. We got some city workers out there now. And they got barricades.
Oh, my God.
This ain't
Henki
good.
Henki Lunta. All right.
Henki Lunta.
I'm seeing the mayor tomorrow, so all right.
Talk to
Henki Lunta.
We got
right,
a lot of
fans
in this area.
Okay, we do.
We That's do. True. Telling you. All right. Michael will be joining us. You want to rent out your house for the Packer draft? You want to do a lot of cool stuff? Michael's. And did he meet? I wore this specifically for him.
Oh, did you?
My yellow stone vest.
He's
going to
be on StreamYard this morning. He'll be on
video. Oh, I thought he was going to be here. I'm going to show him why I'm wearing the vest in his
honor. What is that?
He's going to meet Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's from his show. All right, quick break. Back with Michael after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.